Okay, we've got Hannah Scrace here. Hannah is a lifer at the FSC, I think. Hannah's been around for many, many years. She's down here, work for Woodland Trust, Hannah, but you're representing Fern. And how's it going? How do you think the FSC's General Assembly's going?
Seems to be going pretty well at the moment. There's been a lot of discussion between the chambers, so by the time most motions get to the floor, there's pretty much agreement around them. And the ones that don't get agreement have been withdrawn. And I'm here to try and get the quality of certifications driven up, because there's concerns amongst a lot of NGOs that there's just a few certifications out there that are not up to scratch, and that's dragging FSC's name down. So we've got a number of motions to try and address that, and so far they've been getting through, so I'm happy enough.
I'm happy too. I supported some of those motions, and I think we've seen great... there's been a sea of green around these, and importantly, the certification bodies themselves have spoken in favour of these motions, which I think has been great.
Yeah, no, we've really appreciated the support, both from the Economic Chamber, from TFT and IFIA, and also from particularly Smartwood and SCS.
I think they've done a great job. So we've got a few hours to go, a few more motions, but I think we're getting through the priority ones. Looking forward beyond this General Assembly, what have we got to do now? We've got to make sure these motions are strongly implemented.
Yeah, and one of the main parts of that for us is that the accreditation services have enough staff and resources to actually do their job, because there's a lot of good intentions here, but it's quite easy for them not to happen if there's just no money to pay for them.
That's a key priority. Thanks very much, Hannah.
Thank you.